You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 150, Creating Wealth Vibrationally, Part 2. Thank you for tuning in to Part 2 of our discussion on creating wealth vibrationally. We talked about several vibrational components in Part 1 that are necessary for you to embody in order for you to manifest your financial wealth. Joy being necessary if you want your money to bring you happiness. And nothing happens without belief. So now let's talk about a few more important components that you want to be aware of and that affect your ability to manifest wealth. Keeping in mind that wealth takes on many forms, but in this discussion, we are focusing on the financial aspect for the most part. Let me point out here that people who have financial wealth can still experience poverty in other ways. Poverty and wealth are states of consciousness. They're vibrational states, and they manifest in every area of your life. They don't just refer to financial status, as we so often think, and that's because we have a materialistic society. Spirit says that prosperity and wealth are a direct manifestation of feeling secure in your life. Being safe and loved create states of wealth. And we know this to be true because of studies that have shown that people who are in love have stronger immune systems. They're healthier and live longer. Spirit says that when you feel safe, you'll create more financial security in your life. It's a reflection of the feeling of being safe, and that's how it manifests. So when you feel afraid or experience constant states of fear, then you'll begin to manifest that as some form of poverty or lack in your life. Wherever you feel fearful, this is where poverty will appear. And remember, poverty is a state of consciousness. So it can manifest in any area of your life, in your relationships, in your love life, with your health, in your finances, and so on. If you're afraid of the dark, then you won't be able to sleep in a dark room. So being afraid of the dark manifest as a lack of sleep or poverty of sleep. It's an immediate manifestation due to fear. This is what Spirit says about creating wealth in your life. They say that the path to manifesting your wealth is through facing your fears, because fear of any kind creates poverty in that area of your life. Wherever you're afraid, you'll experience poverty. So if you're walking around afraid that you don't have enough money, then you'll just keep creating that reality for yourself through your fear. You must remove the fear in order to change your reality. You must find a way to feel secure before you can manifest it in your life. Do whatever it takes to feel more secure about your money. Say affirmations and just keep saying them until you believe what you're saying. That's how it will become a part of your reality. They say that if you find yourself financially challenged, then it's directly connected to a fear that you have about something, including money, and your lack of belief in your ability to change your financial circumstance. You cannot be afraid to take risks. And I'm not talking about risks that are associated with gambling your money away, but I'm referring to the risks that are necessary for you to step out on faith in order for you to change your situation by following your heart, by listening to your inner guidance. Spirit said that you must face your fears, all of them, and look deeply into what they are in order for you to overcome them. You must confront what you fear and begin to empower yourself with the knowledge that is necessary and needed to overcome the ignorance that you hold in whatever area. I know for me, the more I study, the more I realize how much I don't know. Ignorance creates fear, and this is a fact. And that fear manifests as a lack in some area of your life, be it financial, health, love, peace, self-confidence, or whatever it is. You must challenge yourself to seek out the knowledge that will assist you in overcoming your fears and replace that lack with confidence, belief, prosperity, and an overall increase in your state of wealth. Consciously raising your vibration through your positive belief will change your life for the better in every way. The activating ingredient is you. You must first decide that you can be, do, or have whatever you want, whether it is to be healthy, wealthy, wise, or to create loving relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. Every aspect of your life can change, but you must first believe that it can, and then begin to visualize the life that you want to experience. Start believing that you can attain it. You must desire to experience all that your higher self wants for you. Whenever you're in a place of disbelief or doubt about anything, what happens is, even though you may want something really bad, if you don't believe that you can have it, then that desire just stays on a vibrational level. It remains in a vibrational form. It doesn't completely manifest. It's in vibrational limbo, just waiting for you to believe in its realness. And that's the only way it can manifest. You see, our reality is one that goes from thought form to a manifest form. It goes from not being to being. One minute you're not, but the next minute you are. There's no in between. You're either pregnant or you're not, literally or figuratively. You're either happy or you're not. These are vibrational states that have the ability to manifest on the physical plane. So one day you are and the next day you aren't. From moment to moment, you have to decide what you want to be, do, or have, and then just keep believing in it until it manifests, because it's all possible and the universe will help you manifest it. If your desire includes others, let's say you want to meet your soulmate or your twin flame, then you must be patient, because anytime your manifestation requires outside cooperative components, meaning other people, then you have to understand the process. Your soulmate or twin flame may not be ready for you yet. They may be married to the wrong person, or you have to wait for them to awaken in their life. This is true for any manifestation that requires others to take part in your reality. But you don't need others to be happy. You can do that all by yourself. No matter what, you must stay positive and optimistic about your life and your future. And most of all, you must believe that you can have anything that you desire. Spirit says that belief is what gives life to the vibrational building blocks of the universe. So your dreams are waiting for you to believe them into being. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope this discussion on creating wealth vibrationally has helped you in some way. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.